From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. How are you feeling?
A better shade of crap than I was.
A better shade of crap. Man.
Yeah, that was been rough. And of course, I obviously splattered germ. I licked everything in
you
here.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
I don't think I've, so far, fingers crossed, I don't have pneumonia, but
I'm on the mend. We discussed this. I remember discussing this last year with you at one point. I don't know. You've gotten the pneumonia shot.
I have.
I got the pneumonia shot.
But you got pneumonia.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
But I got it last year, too.
Well, obviously,
whenever you got yours at whatever place, yours was good.
Yeah, mine was good. Well, it was for old people, because I'm an old person. You're younger. Maybe they just gave you like a little junior dose. That's what I'm thinking. Oh. You got the junior dose. Who the hell is T-Pain? I'm sorry.
Who?
Spoiler alert. The guy who won Masked Singer last night. He was the monster. He's some rapper that got started in 2005. I'd never heard of him. I've heard of Ice-T. I've heard of Ice Cube. I've heard of LL Cool J. But I've not heard of T-Pain. Anyway, Donny Osmond was very gracious. We all picked Donny Osmond to be the peacock. He was the peacock, and of course...
So he really was him.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah. Said he enjoyed every minute of it, and he wants to perform with T-Pain. He was first runner-up, and second runner-up was Gladys Knight, who was the B, which I called from the very beginning that it was Gladys Knight.
I think it's interesting that Gladys Knight and Donny Osmond are actually doing a show like that.
I'm thinking, I watched that show, and the dancing moves, if that was me, I would be afraid that I'd break a hip. You know, right?
Yeah.
Because, oh my God, they were like moving in the costumes, like you can't see out the heads and whatever. Anyway, season two is a thing.
Who were the other people?
Tori Spelling was in there.
Oh, that's right.
Rumor Willis.
Oh, okay.
Latoya Jackson, who I called as well. Uh-huh. Yeah, just a bunch of folks.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyway, enough of that frivolities. Glad to have you back. Let's dig into the news as we're rushing along now, out of time.
The internet's still going bat crap crazy over Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's intimate performance on the Oscars. They're not together.
Yes, she broke up with her boyfriend, fiance. But like Bradley Cooper's...
She's done that before,
and Bradley Cooper's still with his supermodel girlfriend, whatever her name is, Irina. I mean, that was an act. It was like they acted like that in the movie. I think we want our movie stars to be in love.
Of course.
You know, we wanted Ross and Rachel in Friends. That's not a movie, but it's a TV show. We wanted them to be together.
It's better. See, I think it's better when you have someone who's acting like this.
Mm-hmm.
You keep it in the context of the movie, but then they come outside and they're doing it on a stage. And it just exacerbates the situation.
They were obviously performing on the world stage for the Oscars. But you know what? I watched it, and I have to say, I told them both at the time, you two need to get a room.
The end of that song on stage.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
But
however, they both have deep, mad respect for each other.
Well.
And so part of it's acting, part of it's not, part of it's real.
Does respect have anything to do with love? Come on. Are you kidding me? Jeez.
Point well taken. Point to John Van Camp.
I mean, you know.
Well, last night, Gaga went on Jimmy Kimmel, and of course, Kimmel poked the sleeping bear.
Oh, yeah, of course he had to.
The elephant in the room. According to Gaga, her duet with Bradley was just a performance, and they wanted to show love.
Well, if
we believe they were actually in love, they fooled us, which is what they were supposed to do.
Well, see, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But they did a pretty good job, you must admit.
Well, of course they did. But the other actors giving their acceptance speeches, thank you.
Except the woman acting in the red dress. Anyway.
They're all acting.
True.
Maybe they're really seriously emotional and happy about
Except
it.
Except Olivia Colman, who had the best speech.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, she was great. She totally did not expect to win. She got up there. She had no speech prepared. Mm. She just rambled on. But she's a very funny woman. Mm. anyway, and she won for the favorite. Anyway, so I know everybody has bashed the Oscars already. It's already Thursday, but we missed our chance.
The Oscars were fine.
We missed our chance because we weren't here all week.
So, I know. Sorry about that.
That's right.
The Oscars were fine, but for the people giving their acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And they're all emotional. They're all... And inside their head, they're going, damn straight. It better have been me.
Better have been
me.
Oh,
yeah. I'm better than all those other biatches out there.
Yeah, right.
But on the outside, because they're actors.
Well, yeah.
I think I was expecting.
I don't know. Melissa McCarthy didn't look too happy when she lost. They panned over to her and it was like, yeah, what the hell? I got dressed up for this.
Man, I must have missed a lot. I obviously missed a lot of the Oscars.
You were probably.
Melissa McCarthy was nominated?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
that's just how out of it I was.
You know, jeez.
Huh.
Go back and take your cold meds.
I'd like to. I'd like to. Especially now that I'm feeling better. Really have a day off.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, as I've gone all the way around that one.
Yeah.
Yes. Gaga reminded people that she spent 3 years with her arms around Tony Bennett.
Oh, that's true, huh?
Yes.
Well, she wasn't doing him.
No.
So I doubt she's doing Bradley
Cooper.
She's
not doing Bradley either.
Okay, all right.
Bradley congratulated Gaga backstage after the performance and smartly kissed his girlfriend when he returned to his
seat. That was a good answer, Bradley. Good answer. Yeah. Went back to his seat after that performance. It's like, oh, honey, I love you.
No, you had to steal that.
It could have been worse. They could have kissed on stage. I almost thought they were going to.
That wouldn't have been right.
No, it wouldn't have. No. But it was like, oh, he's going to kiss her on the cheek or something.
That would have been fine.
I don't know. That look. They're never going to get that back. It's an Oscar-worthy moment for the memes.
I thought it was great.
You know what's going to happen, though? If they ever get together...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody's going to be like,
not that they will.
We told you so. We told you so. Oh, you make such a cute couple. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Jeez.
Hashtag Halle Berry. I like her, too. Have a great day. Glad to have you back. We'll see you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.